The tax bill that's now being crafted in Congress is huge. It's more than 400 pages. And we're going to look at two parts of it. First, Republicans call the bill the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Critics say maybe it should be called the Tax Cut and Robots Act. That's because it doesn't create any new tax incentives that encourage companies specifically to hire workers and create jobs. But it does expand incentives for companies to buy robots and machines that replace workers. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Republicans say that lowering taxes will boost the economy and create jobs. But critics say there's this really basic imbalance. The tax bill favors buying machines over hiring workers. That doesn't seem right to Carl Pejuto. He's the president of a high-tech manufacturing company in Woburn, Massachusetts.
I think they really need to relook at the name and add the missing component of the worker.
Pejuto's company is called the Custom Group. The factory floor here is full of machines that look kind of like enclosed ski gondolas. Inside them, oil is being sprayed on blocks of metal as automated cutting tools zip around, shaping them into precision parts for nuclear submarines, jet planes, all kinds of stuff.
There's servos that drive the table to the position that it needs to be in. There's a robotic tool change mechanism.
There are many more machines here than actual workers. And under the emerging tax bill, companies would have incentives to buy more. For one thing, they could write the full value of the equipment off their taxes right away. Pejuto says he's definitely okay with that.
Absolutely. We're always happy to get any break we can get.
But he says he actually needs well-trained workers more than he needs equipment.
We do. The equipment is readily available. The workforce isn't.
Pejuto says he has open positions that he can't fill because he can't find the skilled workers. So he says he sometimes has to buy machines to do the work. But he says if there were a tax incentive for training workers, he and other companies would definitely take advantage of it. And he says that would create more jobs.
I think that the federal government really needs to look at what they put in the bill and even it out from an equipment side to a training side as well.
And some labor economists agree with Pejuto. Darren Acemoglu is an economist at MIT who researches automation and robots. He says, first, automation is not a bad thing. It can increase productivity and be an important part of keeping the U.S. economy competitive. But
the problem is when you subsidize heavily the adoption of machines instead of people.
Then he says you're putting your thumb on the scale against workers. And he says these tax bills do that. He says, let's say that a business could buy a machine to replace three workers, but there's no great cost savings.
That means that machine is not a great machine. It's fine, but it's marginal.
So if tax policy was neutral, the business probably wouldn't buy it. But he says even the current law favors machines, and the Republican tax bills tip the scales even more. So if you buy the machine,
you're going to get a huge handout from the government.
And he says these subsidies kill jobs when there's no good economic reason to replace workers with machines. So, like Carl Pejuto, Acemoglu would like to see incentives for hiring and training.
To balance the scales, it will be good to encourage firms to invest in their workers.
Gavin Eakins is with the conservative-leaning Tax Foundation. He says it's okay that the scales are tipped towards machines.
In the long run, it's better for the economy.
Eakins says, look, some machines kill jobs, but some create jobs. If you buy a backhoe, for instance, people have to build it and someone has to drive it. Also, he says there wasn't time to devise good incentives for training workers in this legislation. But he does agree with Acemoglu on one thing. The House version of the tax bill would drastically raise taxes on many graduate students and workers who get free tuition. And in an economy that needs a better skilled workforce,
taxing the benefit of getting a free education, this is something that really shouldn't be taxed.
Eakins hopes the Senate version wins out on that point. Chris Arnold, NPR News.